Welcome to the Just a Burger pregame show. Crittenden County hosts its Warrior Bowl this week. Coming into town for the first night of the Warrior Bowl will be winless Hopkins Central. The Storm is 0-1 this year and coming off a winless season last year as well. They come in and face the 1-0 Rockets. Crittenden County beat Fulton City last week 35-6 on the road. I want to remind you, too, there will be a second game on Saturday night. The number one Caldwell County Tigers and their star quarterback Elijah Sindelar will take on former Rocket coach Steve Carter's Union County football team, and that's at 7 o'clock kickoff on Saturday night. Get back to the primary subject here is Crittenden County's second game of the season against Hopkins Central. Most of the Rocket fans know that Coach Starnes has had a little surgery, but fortunately we have him here with us today. Welcome back, Coach Starnes.
Appreciate it, Chris. You know, it's good to be back, and I'd just like to publicly say that I appreciate all the thoughts, the prayers, the cards, the calls, the comments, and everything that that people has sent to me and contacted me, and is well appreciated. And it just shows that we've always said what a great community is. We have good people, good kids, and you know, we appreciate it. So, but it's good to be back, and it's good to be back and a situation like this where Coach Wheeler is has his first win as head coach, and you know, it was an honor for me and a privilege for me. It's not that I wanted to miss it, but you know, I enjoyed listening to it on the radio, and for the kids and the coaches, and it meant a lot to me.
Listened to the game last week on WMJL. I understand the signal was fairly good at most of the time.
Well, I mean, it was comical. We had video of it. We were out in the hallway in chairs. They took a chair out there for me. It was Angela and Ann Newcomb and Tanya Courtney and Wayne Winters and Diane Winters. We were all there with the radio trying to get an antenna right and holding a piece of thing on the antenna to try to get it right, and it was just comical. And then ended up going into the back into our room and calling somebody, Vanessa Shoecraft, and she got it on the radio and just kept it on her phone so we could hear it. So it was comical, but I mean, it was fun.
Well, I know you'll be excited to be back at the field this week, not on the sideline, but up in the booth, and we'll have a headset on, I guess, and talking to Jeremy on the headset, and be good to have you back.
You know, it'll be good for me to get back into the swing of some things. Whatever I can do, I'll be glad to do. What I don't want to do is I don't want to mess those guys up, because they're the ones that's been preparing the kids all week, and I don't want to come in and do something to mess them up, because I know that they have a game plan in place. I've communicated. I've watched film with them and helped them out as much as I can. But it's a complete different thing when you're building your game plan out there and you're working the kids on the field and preparing for it. So I'm going to do what I can to help them, and I just don't want to mess them up.
Acting head coach Jeremy Wheeler. Jeremy, Coach Starnes made a cameo appearance, I guess you might say, yesterday out at practice. Showed up a little bit. How'd the kids react?
It was great. You know, it was defense practice, and so I was back there talking to Dickerson, and then everybody starts clapping. I look over at the middle school, they start clapping, and then I look, and Coach Pierce pulled up, Coach Starnes, and he walked out. You know, looked like he's about 8 foot tall, like normal, and bulletproof walking over there like nothing happened at all. And like I said, the kids clapped it up, and then he just kind of gave the look and the finger points to get back to practice. And if about the next three or four plays, if they play like that on Friday night, we're going to be in good shape, because they played hard.
Well, I know you've got a game plan for Hopkins Central. They've got some pretty good skill position players, 50 kids on their roster. I think about half of those are underclassmen. Many, many of them are freshmen. They're coached by Marshall Enoch, who grew up here, played football at Crittenden County, been around a lot. We played against him when he was at McLean County. He's been over at Webster County for years. So we know Marshall, know what to expect out of him. What do you say is the key to this game this week, Jeremy?
I think the key this week is just making sure that we limit our mistakes on offense. You know, I know a lot of people look last week at the box score and say we only put up 7. But the kids know it, and the community knows it. Everybody who follows Rocket football knows we should have put up more, and it was just we were our own worst enemy. So I think we're going to fix those mistakes. Gilbert and Caraway, every day this week in practice, they worked on their snaps. And, you know, I think our kids – really listen to the coaching staff when we say, you know, seek perfection. So we're going to limit our mistakes defensively. You know, we're going to fly around to the football. It's what we've always done. So I think it would be a whole lot different game for us. But, you know, Hopkins Central, it's going to be a different game for them too. You know, they made some mistakes against Webster County. I thought they should have actually came out with a W on that one, and they didn't. So it'll be an interesting game.
Hopkins County lost last week in their opener at home. Webster County went over to Nortonville and beat them 19-14. And Webster County, I believe I'm right, they only won one game last year, and that was the first game of the year. They beat Hopkins Central. So they repeated it this year, beating the Storm in the first game of the year. So, you know, Webster County's probably a little improved, but what do you read in? What do you see from the film? That Hopkins Central made some mistakes. I think they had several turnovers and even several late in the game.
Yeah, I think end up with four or five fumbles, had a pick on the second play from line of scrimmage on offense, and but it seemed like, you know, they still fought their way back into it, got the ball late in the fourth quarter twice, and had a chance to win, and, you know, end up didn't coming out with a win on that. But you know, I just think that they want to play hard. You know, they got a new coach there. I think they probably respect him. And I don't think it's going to be an easy game tomorrow night because they want to play hard. And we'll have to find out. That's why you play on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Hopkins Central is our traditional opponent in this Warrior Bowl, which is sponsored by the National Guard. And another big underwriter of this is the Marion Eye Care Center, who Dr. Adria Porter is the primary optometrist there. And then we also have her husband, Jody Porter, who's the PA announcer at Rocket football games. And I know we appreciate that local support as well as the National Guard's participation in this bowl every year. Last year, we opened the season in the Warrior Bowl, beating Hopkins Central 21-6. And that game, Jeremy, they had Austin Franklin was a young sophomore quarterback at that point. I think he had just replaced in the preseason a senior who had come in early in the camp as the quarterback, and this kid had taken away from him, and he was a quarterback last year, and now he's back for his junior year. And what do you see out of their backfield?
Their backfield, number five, Keontae Pearson. I mean, he's a big kid. He runs really, really hard. And you got number 12, Davian Wilson, probably their fastest guy on film. And then, like I said, you know, back to their quarterback. You know, he's a typical Hopkins Central quarterback. He's not afraid to tuck it and run. I think it was kind of like, was that Crowley? Was Crowley there?
Crowley.
A few years ago, Luke Crowley, something like that. And you know, you go back and look at some of the film on him. I mean, he ran hard. So. I think he's a little bit more has a little bit more confidence this year, and you can tell I think he leads the team. And I don't know. I mean,
they run a normal pro set.
A lot of eye, and then they go to spread somewhat. You know, spread you out and still try to run on it. But like I said, you know, quarterback's confident and he's a tough kid.
What are they going to do defensively against our wishbone?
Probably going to stack a lot of guys in the box like Webster did. You know, that's what we think they're going to do, and just try to shut our run down, and hopefully we'll come out victorious on that.
The wishbone is a new offensive attack for us, and Coach Darnes, I know you didn't see it, but it punished Fulton City.
Yeah, I watched it. You know, the thing that we decided to do is put the wishbone in simply because we had inexperienced linemen. We were trying to move people around. We had to move Zach to offensive line, so we were putting more people in the backfield to try to block and help out, try to play a ball control offense and, you know, and see if we can just take the game and make it as fast as we could possibly make it time-wise and, you know, wear people down by running the ball. And that's what I thought that we were able to do in the second half. Of the Fulton City game is able to run the football and establish the ball control, first downs, and keep the clock rolling.
You know, Fulton City only has, I think, somewhere fewer than 40 boys in their entire school. And they didn't have, I think they had around 30 on the sideline, though, but not that many played in the game. So numbers-wise, we're not real high numbers-wise. We're in the low 30s, but we're still bigger. Had a bigger sideline in Fulton City, and we did just wear them down with our kids last week. But now this week, that might be a little different story.
You know, it is going to be a different story because they're going to have more kids and more kids play. And if you actually take a look at the number of kids that we have on the field at one time, we're probably right around the 12, 13, 14 number that really plays all the time. So just because you have a number on a roster doesn't necessarily mean those are kids that played. I think that we won that ball game because our kids were conditioned. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. And we understand that. We know that we might have we've got kids that play both ways. And this year we have probably 9 of 11 kids that play both ways, if not more. So, you know, we're not putting too many kids on the field at a time as well. So Jared and Jeremy do a great job of conditioning. They take pride in that part of it. And it shows, and I think that paid off for us Friday night.
Jeremy, you've been at practice all last week and this week, of course, getting ready for this game. Who do we look for this week? Lane Wallace had a big game last week running the ball, but then so did, you know, Mason Myers as a freshman stepped in there and ran the ball well. Who else? Hollis looked good last week running the football. Who offensively? What do you think? Noah Dickerson had the big catch, pulled the ball away from the kid at Fulton. Offensively, what do we got?
I think you're going to see more of the same, except they're going to kind of, like I said, seek perfection. You know, defensively, you know, that's kind of what I really look forward to. And you know, I think that we're going to really cut down. I think our front guys. I think Zach Tinsley is going to have another great game. Now he understands kind of what we're doing more. And then I expect our alignments, that's what we really worked on this week, to be a whole lot better than they were last Friday. And so, I mean, like I said, offensively, we're going to do what we did last week, just do it better. And defensively, I think we're going to improve where we need to improve.
Our linebackers had a lot of the tackles in last week's game, which is what you like to see, instead of the safeties making them.
That is true, yeah. I kind of got down on my secondary because you know, I thought that I didn't coach them up right. But you know, when your front guys on the line and linebackers making all the tackles, you know, safeties and corners are just coming up just to clean up. That is a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm. Coach Starnes, Lane Wallace, junior running back, won the Ironman competition, just announced this week who had won that. And that's he's turning out to be a very pleasant surprise this year.
You know, and I tell you, when we saw that, Chris, if you remember, last year he was hurt. So he didn't get a chance to play as much as what we liked him to play, and we saw skills out of him last year. But really what caught my eye is when I'd go and watch him run track, and I'd see him get better and better and faster each meet. And so one day I went to him and I said, Lane, I said, you need to get in shape because I'm going to put you at the tailback spot. Because of his size, because he had decent quickness, we saw it at that time where we expected him to be able to make a lot of noise. And you know, Todd County scrimmage was the first time that we actually saw him live against anybody. And I was impressed how hard he ran the football. And not just how hard early, but how hard late. And that's what matters. And I think he's got to get a little bit more in shape and condition. But also I think that you have Dylan Hollis that is a very hard-nosed runner. And one that I'm impressed with that I told Jared that we need to start running him and put him at halfback spot is Cass Diller. Mm-hmm. Cass Diller is a kid that needs to be out there and hard nose running. And so, you know, we've had to move some players around, and I know it wasn't the popular decision, but we have to do what's best for the kids, and we did it. And we moved certain players around simply because we feel like that's the best for the team. And so, you know, Coach Wheeler mentioned Zach Tinsley at defensive line, and I watched him, and he looks like he's right at home and has played there, and acts like he's having fun. He's a quick guy, he's a strong guy, and to put him in nose guard and get to the football, you know, we're looking for him to have a big game as well.
Creates all kinds of problems, especially for a team like Hopkins Central that's run oriented. Looking something else about Lane Wallace, you know, just went through my mind, is he kind of reminds me of some of these other backs, big strong backs, you know, like Rodney Robertson and Blake Gardner, kids who are big strong. You know, here's your guy that's really, he's the strongest kid on the team if you look at how he came out of the Ironman, but also that includes speed and agility as well. that's factored into it. But, you know, he's a big, strong kid, and just he's tough and good guy.
And I'm glad to see that that he's playing well, because he really needs it. He's worked hard. As I said, I've watched him run track, and I've watched him grow and get better. And that's the reason why you run track. And I encourage all the kids to run track simply for that reason, simply because, you know, you can get better there. You can get faster, and all your skill players need to be out there. Unless they're playing baseball, they need to be running track because they got better. You know, I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that he's having success, and I think it will only get better. So he needs to be able to get the yardage when he can get the yardage, and that's gonna determine how well that our linemen work up front, because we have to remind ourselves that, you know, we have no veteran offensive linemen at all up there. We have Cody Caraway, who is our only experienced offensive lineman up there in a varsity football game, and he's playing center. So that's the experience that we have. So we look forward to those guys getting better each week as well.
Coach Wheeler, any last thoughts or comments?
No, the only thing is just kind of reiterate what Coach Starn said about you know, conditioning and stuff. I mean, a lot of these kids, you know, that aren't playing any of their sport, they really took it to heart, you know, last year after the season ended early, and especially from January on. And you look at Lane Wallace, the reason he's experienced the success he's having right now is the fact that what he does behind the scene. You know, we had something happen this summer. He ran an extra mile with another kid just for a little extra conditioning, and it's paying off now. I mean, the kids buy into what we say because they understand that, you know, we will set them up for success when those lights come on Friday night. And like I said, everybody on this team, it's just the tougher things get, it seems like the more smiles they put on their faces, and they're just a gritty young group of men that's a pleasure to be around.
Coming off a good first victory at Fulton City, now heading into the Warrior Bowl against Hopkins Central, a team that has not tasted a victory in 11 straight games. They will come in hungry. And then tomorrow, on Saturday night, Union County and Caldwell County here at Rocket Stadium, and I'm sure that'll be a treat for all the Rocket fans to be able to go out and watch Caldwell when they're not playing us. I think it's probably a nice way to put that this year, because they beat Christian County pretty soundly last week, and they've got some kids that can play football. Coach Starnes, glad to have you back, dude.
It's good to be back. I'm going to tell you what, it was exciting yesterday going out and watching the kids, and you know, you don't realize how much you miss it until you're away from it. And you know, we love the kids. We enjoy what we do, and just going back and watching it was just great. And as I said in the opening, that I couldn't be any prouder of a group of guys than I am right now. This group, not just the players, but you know, we look at the coaching staff that we have on the sidelines, and they coach and play with pride because they're former players. You have Jeremy, who played for us, and Jared Brown, who played for us, and Aaron Berry at the is coaching our lineman, and he played for us. So, you know, it makes me like I'm a proud daddy and getting older. And so I say thank you to the sons, and I appreciate it.
Not getting that much older.
Yeah, so. But we are, so we got to watch that.
All right. Well, this is the Just a Burger pregame podcast, and we'll see you at the football game this weekend, the Warrior Bowl.